You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I think I figured out an appropriate metaphor, an appropriate argument to illustrate how I feel about Trump detractors on the right. And let me just put it this way. Do you blame Trump for the death of Corey Compatori? Are we going to have people years now when you say, hey guys, we should support Trump? People are going to say, but he killed Corey Compatori. He's a murderer. He killed Corey Compatori. That's what it's like to blame Trump for the vaccine. COVID-19 was an attack on Trump. Just like the assassination attempt was an attack on Trump. It failed. Trump dodged it. But people still got hurt. The attack on America that was COVID-19 and the vaccine program, this binary weapon system that they launched, that Trump had no ability to prevent whatsoever, even as president of the United States. These plans had been in motion for months. The factories were up and running. The vaccine was going to be made. And honestly, if Trump tried to stop it, they probably would have impeached him and had massive universal support for doing that, because it would have seemed insane at the time. Because while we were telling people that the vaccine was unnecessary and dangerous, the vast majority of Americans would have seen it as Trump stopping a sick person from getting the medicine they need. They would have seen it as mass murder. So what should he have done? Well, what should he have done during the assassination attempt? Should he have taken the bullet? Should he have died so Corey Compatori could have survived? Is that even a possibility? No, it's not, because it was an attack on Trump and he responded instinctively. It's the exact same thing that happened with COVID and the vaccine. It was an attack on Trump and people blame Trump for it. It makes as much sense as blaming Trump for the death of Corey Compatori, honestly. It's absurd, but that's what people do. I want to go to one final clip here and then we'll move on to some other topics, but and take your calls as well this hour. But clip number six here is a response to the insanity of the left that actually thinks that under Trump, the world is in a dangerous position and he's going to start World War III, when literally the opposite is the truth. Let's watch clip number six now.
You saw this. Hungry, strong country, run by a very powerful, tough leader, tough guy. Press doesn't like him because he's tough. And he came out recently. They were asking him at an interview. The whole world is exploding. What's happening? What's going on? Viktor Orban, prime minister of Hungary, very tough man. He said, I don't want people coming into my country and blowing up our shopping centers and killing people. But they said to him, tell us what's going wrong, what's happening, what is it? He said, there's only one way you're going to solve it. You got to bring President Trump back to the United States, because he kept everybody at bay. He used a word I wouldn't use, because I can't use that word, because you'd say it was braggadocious. The press would say he was a braggart. I'm not a braggart. But Viktor Orban said it. He said Russia was afraid of him. China was afraid of him. Everybody was afraid of him. Nothing was going to happen. The whole world was at peace. And now the world is blowing up around us. All of these things that you read about were not going to happen. Under President Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under President Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under the current administration, Russia is after all of Ukraine. Under President Trump, Russia took nothing.
He's the peace president, folks. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hand. You're tuned in to the American Journal. Your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be joined by Chief Trumpster in the next hour. This hour, I want to take your phone calls on any topics, really, but the RNC in particular, what you thought of it. We're also going to cover some climate news today. We have some more political news. Joe Biden is being run out of town because everybody in his own party hates him. Well, that's not true. Everybody in his own party cares about nothing but power and see him as a barrier to their power. So now he's being thrown out the window like trash. The IT outage around the world and the cyber attack it may well represent, as well as some information about COVID that I want to get to as well. But let's open up the phone lines for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now here on American Journal. Now let's talk about this COVID, or I'm sorry, not COVID. Let's talk about the cyber pandemic. Let's talk about the global IT outage. Story at InfoWars.com, global IT outage. Countries around the world have been hit by a powerful IT outage, crippling air traffic control systems, banks, and broadcasters. Windows 10 users are said to have borne the brunt of the crisis, with media reports and experts attributing the failures to a recent update of CrowdStrike, a web/cloud-based antivirus, which has caused computers to crash. Problems have been reported so far in Australia, New Zealand, India, and Japan, with the monitoring site Down Detector also showing outages in the Microsoft Store and Amazon, as well as Delta and Ryanair Airlines, among others. Several major Chinese airlines told CGTN that their operations were not affected by the worldwide disruption, as they use different IT systems. Well, what do you know? Huh. Turns out having everything on one single system, that one system can fail. Isn't that interesting? It's almost like decentralization is a defense against technological collapse. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that the opposite of what the globalists believe, the World Economic Forum tells us? As we've discussed many, many times before. In fact, I just had a tweet about this. Maybe I should pull that up. Because it's a constant topic. Once you learn to recognize it, you see it absolutely everywhere. And it goes back to the lockstep document and the quadrant chart that they have that shows adaptive capacity and political and economic alignment. Now, adaptive capacity means the ability to deal with new problems in a flexible and efficient way. And political and economic alignment is talking about the consolidation of corporations or industries or governmental programs. Consolidating them is better in their paradigm. They prefer the high political and economic alignment, by which they mean they want everything folded into a single system, couched in a pyramid-like structure by which a very small number of people at the top can control huge swaths of people underneath. That is their modus operandi. That's like how they achieve their power. is all of the, that's why BlackRock and Vanguard own everything. Because under BlackRock and Vanguard, you've got a group of people that control those companies. And then underneath them, you have various departments in that company that control various other companies and departments within those companies that control other ones. So those people at the very top of BlackRock or Vanguard can control everything downstream from their position at the top. That is what they prefer. That is their organizational priority the world over. And what we saw last night was the failure of that system, was the inherent flaw in that philosophy, that when everything is interconnected and everything relies on one gigantic, unified, monolithic system, one little error in the code of that system brings the world down. Whereas if you had a decentralized mesh of systems, if you had various systems running on their own proprietary software, one of those could go down and it wouldn't affect the other ones. And think about this. This was presumably an accident. Presumably this was an update that had some mismatched code in it and, you know, caused this meltdown by accident. But it also means that these companies and these organizations have the power to do this deliberately if they so choose. Or they hold the power that can be accessed by hackers or you know, unfriendly actors to bring down these systems nationwide, cause billions of dollars of losses, cause delays, and in some cases, irreparable damage to our vital infrastructure. So how is it beneficial? How is it higher adaptive capacity to have everything on this one program when that one program can bring everything down? The adaptive capacity is, in fact, higher when everything is decentralized. It goes to the heart of the globalist worldview and its inherent and insurmountable flaw. Global IT outages latest. Security firm CrowdStrike rules out cyber attack as world copes with tech disaster. Microsoft blamed a third party for the disruption and said it was working to restore services after airports around the world were affected. GP surgeries across England are also impacted, the NHS has confirmed. CrowdStrike CEO, we're deeply sorry, and recovery could take time. Well, at least you're sorry, right? GP practices are widely affected in England, and a number of hospitals say they're experiencing issues, with one hospital trust in Surrey declaring a critical incident. People may have actually died because of this. And CrowdStrike says they're ruling out a cyber attack, but remember, CrowdStrike was also a key player in building up and perpetuating the Russiagate collusion hoax all the way back in 2016. This from Rukshan Ferdinando at The Real Rukshan on X. Don't tell me it's the same CrowdStrike that worked with the DNC on the Russia hoax. Did CrowdStrike have proof that Russia hacked the DNC? Yes, and this also supported by the U.S. intelligence community and independent congressional reports. Following a comprehensive investigation that CrowdStrike detailed publicly, the company concluded in May 2016 that two separate Russian intelligence-affiliated adversaries breached the DNC network. To reference, CrowdStrike's account on the DNC investigation published June 14, 2016, CrowdStrike Services, Inc., our incident report. And of course, they are owned directly. I think 16% of CrowdStrike is owned by BlackRock and another 16% is owned by Vanguard. So these are the globalist corporations that run the world. Microsoft as well. And some people are saying, and I don't have too much confirmation on this, but Ray at Raymo underscore G on X says, I don't think you guys fully grasp how big this is. Around 1 billion computers are bricked worldwide, mostly corporate ones. This isn't just an online service going down for a few hours. Every affected computer needs to be rebooted in fail mode and have a driver manually removed. Most corporate computers given to employees don't let users do this themselves, even if they could. Imagine the single double digit IQ wagey trying to handle a moderately complex task when many don't even know what a file is anymore. I can't stress enough the scale of this thing. And I don't know how true this is. This guy calls himself a conservative computer scientist and entrepreneur. But it's bad. But it's bad, folks. Airlines were affected. Check-in systems, as well as hospitals around the world, in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, all over the place, really. And of course, it is worth it to remind you, you know, maybe this wasn't a cyber attack. Maybe this was just a big oopsie. It's still evidence of the failure of the globalist paradigm. But it's worth it to remind you that the cyber attack narrative, the potential for a cyber attack, perhaps a false flag of cyber attack, has long been in the offing, and we've been warning about it. We'll go now to clip number 54. Pay close attention. Klaus Schwab tells us, it was a frightening scenario of a cyber attack. Let's watch.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Is it a warning or is it a threat? I'll let you decide. Apple, meanwhile, warns of cyber attack targeting 1.46 billion Apple devices. Apple has sent a warning to all 1.46 billion users of Apple devices worldwide after tech experts spotted a cyber attack targeting Apple IDs. This comes after the revelation that practically every customer of AT&T had their information leaked in a giant hack. Experts explain that the hackers are using SMS phishing campaigns that send messages claiming to be from Apple. The messages then encourage users to visit a link to an important request about iCloud. Symantec, a California-based security firm, uncovered the attack in July. The firm explained that the links lead to fake websites that tell users to input their Apple ID information. Apple has established guidelines for similar attacks, urging iPhone users to activate two-factor authentication that requires a password and a six-digit verification code to access their accounts from an outside device. Again, what this points to, what this represents, what this is an example of the failure of the globalist ideas. The truth is that security comes from decentralization, comes from redundant systems, comes from having a variety of networks and systems and operations and corporations that can all act independently and can be siloed off from one another. When you have everything folded into one giant system, that system can be taken down and everything goes down with it. And I say this over and over because the solution that the powers that be are pitching to this type of attack is greater centralization. Their pitch is, well, these cyber attacks wouldn't have happened if everything was under control of us. If we had, you know, AI authority to control everything everywhere, then this wouldn't ever happen. That's the argument they'll make. They want, you know, government intervention. They want centralized control. And yet, it doesn't take a genius to tell you that is the problem, not the solution. From ABC News, CrowdStrike outage sparks global chaos with airline, bank, and other disruptions. They forced American Airlines, United, Delta, and other carriers to ground planes for hours yesterday. A wave of IT outages swept across the globe Friday morning, sending airports, airlines, banks, and other institutions into a screeching halt as some Microsoft-based computers ceased to work. CrowdStrike, an American cybersecurity technology firm that provides cloud workload protection, threat intelligence, and cyber attack response services, said the outage, which sparked chaos for many, was not a cyber attack, and said there was an issue with software and a fix had been deployed. And of course, if it was an accident, I wonder if, you know, wonder if they've outsourced their code writing to people that you pay $5 a day in India. I wonder if this has to do with saving a couple bucks or maybe getting a couple more dollars from BlackRock by hiring DEI-approved people, as CrowdStrike is, of course, very, very into that type of thing. And again, CrowdStrike is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, just to mention. Just might as well drop that little fact in there for you. And with that, we'll go out to your phone calls. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a purchase. Keep us on the air. Keep us in the fight. And keep us driving towards the end zone in this final quarter, in this second American Revolution. Check out InfoWars MD. It's a premium supplement line at discounted prices. All of them are 25% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And the way you find it is you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you hover your mouse over the health and wellness tab, and you'll see the InfoWars MD drop-down menu there. And you can find all of these incredible products like Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support, Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, and Good Night Sleep. Grab the reins of your health and wellness with this premium lineup that's now available at a rate that dominates the competition, only at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've told you before, and without getting too much into the details and the legalese and all that sort of nonsense, we are in a sort of coma right now. InfoWars is in a dead zone, the doldrums right now. We're waiting for the wind to pick back up. But if we are profitable right now, then we'll continue into the future forever. If we're not profitable right now, then that's it for us. So if there's ever been a time to support InfoWars, if you've ever enjoyed our coverage of political conventions, if you want us to get back out on the road, I mean, InfoWars would be at the RNC this year. You can only imagine the hijinks we'd be getting up to if it weren't for this bankruptcy locking us down and keeping us pinned. But we're about to break out. We're about to break free. We're about to, you know, shuck off the weight from us, get back to our feet, and start laying into the opponent. But we need your help. And without your help, then we'll be on the mat for the 10 count, and that'll be it. So please do help us get through this very trying time. We need your help now. InfoWarsStore.com. They've been very effective with their attacks. Just like with Trump, you know, they keep us down through their legal attacks. You know, even if they don't succeed, there's still a reason that we can't pay what would be necessary for the hotels and the flights and the overtime and the equipment and everything we would need to go cover the RNC right now. We're blocked from doing that. So if we can get through this, get over this hump, then the world is our oyster and we can hit the ground running and start really getting involved and active again rather than just being talking heads. And that is, I remind you, the thing that they hate about InfoWars. It's the political impact that we've had, the minds that we've changed, the narrative that we have almost single-handedly, and Alex Jones almost single-handedly changed the direction of the course of history, really, in many ways. But importantly, because we put our money where our mouth is. We take to the streets. We don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk, and we go and protest, and we organize, and we interrupt proceedings, and we express patriotism with every right granted to us by the First Amendment and without reservation. And that's what they really don't want. They really don't want you knowing you can get involved. They really don't want the info warriors thinking that we can take to the streets, hold protests, stand up against the government, and not be passive absorbers of their propaganda, but active opponents to their takeover. That's why they want to make an example out of InfoWars. Don't let them. Fight back against them with us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we got to your phone calls. Zach, I see, is called in from Michigan. Go ahead. Zach, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
So I would just like to point out, what, some right wing, you know, people's problem is with Trump and, maybe why they're holding on to some reservations about him. And I think it has to do with his pick at VP, simply because, JD Vance is a fan of Project 2025. He's been a Democrat in the past. He's called Trump Hitler. And also, he has said that he's in favor of a dictatorial monarchy. And I think at least some of my friends have stated that their problem is they think with that pick, Trump isn't exactly draining the swamp, but making it a little larger, simply because this guy who he's picked as VP has taken some large contributions from people that aren't exactly ethical. And I just believe that's what their reservations about him are. I kind of share the same sentiment, but regardless of that, I mean, Trump is the best we have, and 100% he's getting my vote.
Yeah. So I know people have a problem with J.D. Vance. I have a story in front of me here from Wired. J.D. Vance left his Venmo public. There's another one from UnlimitedHangout.com. The man behind Trump's VP pick, it's worse than you think, sort of calling J.D. Vance basically a apparatchik of Peter Thiel. Because he worked with him and had took some money from him when he first got his political career off the ground. Here's my thing. And, you know, I was talking to somebody who was a caller that was anti J.D. Vance. And, you know, I asked him who would be better. And his answer was, well, me, I would be. And it's like, OK, well, great. There's nobody better. There just isn't. That's just the fact. I know Vance's name. It means he's from the Marshland. We discovered that, and that is a little bit troubling. All right. All right. You can spare me with your the man behind the curtain. I'm looking for omens, portents. I'm looking for signs from God. But he's not the swamp. How could he be? No, the swamp is people like Joe Biden that's been in office for 45 years. Nancy Pelosi, that turns 209 this year and has been in office since the Civil War. These people are the swamp. These people are the people that have been in D.C. for so long that they've just melted into the landscape and become the mud itself. That's not J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance has been in office for like 3 years. If anything, the complaint should be that he's too raw. He's too new. He's too inexperienced. He's not. He, by definition, cannot be the swamp. He just got in there. And I think you should just look more into, you know, what he talks about and who he is. I mean, if you want to know the truth about J.D. Vance, read the leftist hit pieces on him. You know, you can read the right-wing hit pieces, and we will. We can get into it. But read the left-wing hit pieces on him, like this one. J.D. Vance left his Venmo public, and it's all just like, he appears to be close friends with people from the Heritage Foundation and supports controversial Project 2025 and the American Enterprise Institute and all of these like far right wing think tanks and groups. The man is a hardcore conservative. He's a young guy, which is what we need. We don't need another old person. We don't need somebody inside the political establishment. J.D. Vance is an outsider by all intents and purposes. He's sort of the perfect vice presidential candidate. I mean, as soon as he chose him, it made so much sense that it was like, of course, who else makes more sense than J.D. Vance? I talked about yesterday on the coverage of the RNC that like explaining to somebody, I was explaining to my wife who J.D. Vance was. And it's like just telling the story. It was like, oh, right, this is why. He's like, he was practically an orphan. He was raised with a drug addicted mom and an absent father, raised by his parents, dirt poor in Appalachia, then went to Yale, then came a Marine. And he's in big tech and finance. And then he writes this incredible book that becomes a movie. It's an amazing story. And he seems to be a very sincere patriot.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey folks, just got a comment from Twitter on X, Nick SR79. Is what you read from the X user about the cyber attack or the cyber shutdown is true. He says, I work for a global company that's experiencing the same thing across the board. It was an update that caused a reboot. Once rebooted, the system is inoperable. It fails to boot with the OS, which creates a booting loop. So, yeah, I guess the fallout of the cyber attack or the mistake or whatever it was continues to spiral. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about receiving messages from our audience, I would like to, all right, well, my DMs are not coming up, but I got some inside information yesterday that I would like to share with you folks. And this is from a Uber driver in Washington, D.C. And this is what I realized. This is our secret weapon. This is what we need. We need Uber drivers in Washington, D.C. overhearing the people riding in their cars and then calling us and telling us what they're talking about. Problem is that most Uber drivers in Washington, D.C. are from West Africa and don't speak English that well. But if you're an English-speaking Uber driver from D.C., you probably drive around VIPs and interns and people who wouldn't think twice about speaking openly in your car. So when that happens, well, you just reach out and let us know, because we'd love to hear it. This is what I received from an Uber driver in D.C. He says, I just drove a man named Charles, who I believe is a high-ranking strategist of sorts in the Democratic Party. Unfortunately, I didn't record the conversation, but he was on his phone for most of the ride, and I overheard some intriguing details. So this was yesterday. Key points from the call. Calls. He took multiple calls. The first call was about Biden's probable withdrawal. Charles indicated that Biden is likely to drop out by Monday. Based on his call, I would be very, very surprised if this doesn't happen. They're using polling to push Biden. Charles was talking to somebody in media or PR and mentioned a well-known pollster conducted a survey of 85,000 voters in an unspecified swing state. Poll revealed that 40% of Biden's 2020 voters believed he should drop out, and 70% of all voters believe it. This information will be released to a media outlet without naming the pollster to avoid backlash from the Bidens. This report will state it was a poll of more than 10,000 to obscure the pollster's identity. So apparently they have polling information that shows that Biden is that they're going to use to sort of beat Biden over the head with it. The second call was about Lori Lightfoot and Oracle. There was a conversation about Lori Lightfoot and somebody working under the Oracle company name to avoid being directly named. Charles has a direct line with Lightfoot and was texting her during the last 15 minutes of the ride. Third call, Democratic nominee. The discussion was about the next Democratic nominee. Kamala Harris is eager to become president, but the party prefers a new candidate to promote an open Democratic process. However, Harris is reluctant to step back from her ambitions. So there you go. And then you know, later the guy was like, oh, I guess all this information's public, but not really. Not really. Not the information about the polling. Not the information about Lori Lightfoot. And it's fun to see the internal contest going on with Kamala Harris. So apparently Kamala Harris expects to be the candidate and wants to be the candidate, but nobody else wants her to. So that strife is going on, which is very, very interesting. So let's go back out to your phone calls. Alan in Florida has some ideas about this outage. Go ahead, Alan, you're on the air. I'm sorry, guys, if we can go to Alan. Thank you. All right, now you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alan here in Florida, Tampa, Florida, longtime listener, big fan. So the connection I was thinking about was with this outage is CrowdStrike connection to the election machines. Mm. So we know that CrowdStrike kind of has an overview and looks into any vulnerabilities in the systems. So could be one way in, or they could be like the whole blue screen thing. They should be waiting until election day to kind of get that going.
Mm.
So it kind of caused some chaos in certain areas, possibly.
Well, as Kyle Becker notes on X, Kyle in a Becker, Microsoft outage hits users worldwide, leading to canceled flights. He says, don't forget, Microsoft is a key player in securing America's elections. New cyber attack targeting U.S. elections, that's a story from 2020. Election Guard is Microsoft's partner with major players in the U.S. voting space to help secure our elections. Microsoft just experienced a massive outage that led to hundreds of grounded flights. That's reassuring. Or is this natural chaos or a sneak preview of the 2024 election? So Election Guard is partnered with Microsoft, as well as many others. So, yeah, this could have an impact, considering the fact that we inexplicably use internet-connected computers to count and, you know, parse our votes, which is absurd, but that is how we do it, which means they're vulnerable, very vulnerable. Thank you for the call, Alan. We will keep an eye on that. Let's go to James in Las Vegas now. We're just sort of going down the list, first come, first serve for callers. James, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, he ran away. Savox in Seattle. Thank you for calling in. What did you love about the RNC, sir?
Yes, Harrison. Well, so far you can say whatever you want about the speakers. I watched a few so far. Of course, I watched Trump's speech. But the most important part of that was the prayers. The prayers and bringing God back to the scene. Because anybody that doesn't believe that it was divine intervention to save Trump, it's still sleeping. Yeah. Now, With that said, as Daniel 2:21 says, it is he who changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and great knowledge to those who have understanding. Now, he only knows why we get the bad kings, right? Maybe it's to get us to wake up to the evil of this world. Yeah. But with that said, I mean, they're going to keep trying to get Trump. Of course, it's going to be harder now. With that said, they have their army, not just the new voters, the illegal voters, but also the sleeper cells. I believe, I have a feeling that, you know, since they're going to fail killing Trump, they're just going to, you know, activate all those sleeping cells and start chaos. You know, they're not just like attack politicians, but everybody else, you know. Shootings from MS-13, shootings from whoever, cartels, Mexican cartels, whoever's here. Now, that's when we're going to need God to protect us. Yeah. And you know, keep fighting. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, that you're exactly right. And you bring up such a good point. And obviously, we know the way that the media the media is so warped. And then that, you know, informs the judicial system and the legal system. So look at what happened in 2020, where you had, you know, riots where people died, where you had entire city blocks burned down, where none of the rioters would be arrested, but the people who defended themselves would be, right? The people in, I think it was Georgia, famous picture of them with their guns outside their house. They got arrested and charged, and they tried to, you know, take that guy's law license and tried to bar him from having guns anymore and tried to send them to jail for years. It was in St. Louis, right? When they had mobs of people literally breaking down their fence and coming onto their property, and it was these people that were punished by the state. It wasn't the people breaking onto their property. It wasn't the random mob of strangers terrorizing this neighborhood. They are supported. They're funded by the establishment. It's the people defending themselves who are going to pay the price and are going to come under the scrutiny and punishment of the legal system. So that's a little preview of what happens when they unleash their mobs on the United States. They're allowed to run wild. They're allowed to commit violence and murder and chaos and arson. But if you defend against them, you will be declared the terrorist and you will be punished. And it's a very dangerous world that we enter into. And I think it's worth it to remind everybody about the Trump proofing that's going on right now that they have announced and are ready to implement and are implementing in some cases all of these various programs to ensure the continuation of their globalist schemes, even if Trump is president. They're funding Ukraine 10 years out in a way that can't be undone by Trump. The intelligence community is saying we're going to withhold information from Trump because we don't trust him. And they're setting him up for that. And they're going to launch their Antifa Black Lives Matter mobs to burn the country down. And we have 10,000 Chinese agents.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer out of the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last
federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Folks, go out to your phone calls. Once again, we'll be joined in the next hour by Chief Trumpster, talking about the RNC and the upcoming election. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Now we've got Jake in Ohio. He wants to talk about the possibility of Lloyd Austin running. Go ahead, Jake, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, I just think that he will have access to even more sophisticated cheating systems. And how can he even be on the ticket because he's on the board of Raytheon and all these death factories? And then I think that the forklift, the way those boom out and then back in, I think maybe that was a failed explosive trigger. What do you think?
Wait, during the assassination, you mean?
Yeah, you know how it hit the hydraulic line? Well, the way those boom in and out, there's 1,000 places in there that you could put a trigger.
Interesting. But how would that, it would be timed with the bullet exactly? How do you mean?
Well, no. They hit the hydraulic line and it allowed it to boom back in, you know, because it lost pressure. You seen the thing come down? Well, that's because it sucked. It went back inside it. You know,
right.
The tubes slide back inside themselves.
Right.
And there's 1,000 places you could put a trigger in there. And then, on top of that, wasn't dude shooting down toward Trump, and that was up? I understand ricochets can happen, but, man, I just don't believe in coincidence anymore.
As far as I understand it, he was not too high above Trump. I think Trump was on an elevated platform, and so he was
still shooting down, and that was up. So that would mean that had to go up.
Yeah, I think a ricochet explains that. It is possible that there were explosives hidden. The latest information about the assassination attempt is that the assassin apparently hid the gun on the grounds of the fairground days before, and yet security sweeps missed it somehow. So that's how he was able to get a gun past security, is it was there already when the event began. So it's possible that explosives could have been planted as well. The explosives question in the assassination attempt to me is a real red flag and really something that needs to be looked into. Again, we played the video yesterday of the explosives expert talking about just the level of expertise and knowledge and laboratory equipment and chemicals that would be necessary to create the type of explosives that this kid had on him. And to me, that is sort of the best evidence for participation of other people, likely people employed by the government. So still a lot of unanswered questions from this assassination attempt, but there's the story from New York Times. Gunman might have scoped out sites 6 days before Trump rally. He had a bulletproof jacket in his car that he did not wear when he opened fire, along with several magazines for a rifle, and apparently he hid that rifle on the fairgrounds somewhere. It was missed during a routine security sweep in the days before the event. So again, still a lot of unanswered questions. Regardless, massive failure for the Secret Service. No matter what the truth is, it was a failure. If they tried to kill Trump, well, that was a big miss, big failure there. If they were actually trying to protect Trump, also a big failure that, you know, the consequences of have only been avoided by the miraculous turning of Trump's head. So still, we'll bring you more information as we find it about the shooter and the assassination attempt. Again, the latest is that supposedly, according to a Republican congressman, Thomas Crooks, the shooter, had three encrypted accounts overseas. And they're still trying to tie it to this Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. But I'm personally not buying that. Thank you for the call, Jake. Let's go to Jen in Georgia, also talking about the assassination. Go ahead, Jen, you're on the air.
Is Trump being made aware of the possibility, well, the probability that we're seeing now that Secret Service was behind it?
You know, we noticed in Eric Trump's speech at one point, he mentioned, he was talking about law enforcement. He was just kind of just talking about leftist policies. He was talking about Black Lives Matter and defunding the police. And he was saying the police, the army, but he mentioned explicitly the Secret Service. If all of you are tired of being thrown under the bus, you know, we're your guys. And there was the way he phrased it was very interesting. And it very much sounded like he was, specifically calling out Secret Service and saying you are being thrown under the bus here and you need to speak out if that's the case. So I wonder if the Trumps don't know more than we know. I doubt Trump is unaware of what we know. I bet he has more information than we do, if I had to guess. If I had to guess, I bet Trump has a lot more information than we maybe ever will about the assassination. Not only is he in close communication with the Secret Service, but he's friends with congressmen who are sitting in on the hearings and he's got contacts in the DHS and everywhere else. So he certainly knows what we know and probably more about the assassination. Again, it's like people, you know, you don't go through an experience like this and like not take it seriously. You know, it's your survival at stake. He's going to want to know the truth and find out the reality about this. The Trump shooting points to shocking Secret Service security lapses. Yeah, shocking. Absolutely shocking. Thank you for the call, Jen. Let's go to Robert in California now. Talks about Trump's speech last night and the climate scam. He used that term. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I was watching his speech last night, and you know, I was really intrigued that he was talking about the climate scam. And it was making me think about how here in California, there's a county that actually wants to ban factory farms, specifically Sonoma County. And I saw a reel on it through Instagram, and it was just about interviewing small family farms that will be affected. And so, I want to make it very, I want to emphasize that, yes, the president, the executive branch is very important, but we need to focus also on our local elections because that's what's going to affect us, on the ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where we've seen so much success. I mean, Louisiana has passed laws banning the World Economic Forum policies. Tennessee has passed laws banning geoengineering. You're right. States and localities can block this stuff at the ground level, which the enemy understands this, which is why they're implementing some of these things at the ground level. So you have kind of a strange dichotomy where Louisiana has blocked World Economic Forum policies, but New Orleans is part of the COP 24 cities where they're implementing World Economic Forum policies at the local level. So we do have to take this fight to the local level. And, you know, it's a chance of unity, honestly, between us and the leftists and the liberals. They don't understand that the climate change agenda is contributing to everything that they hate. Like, it's not a conservative position, or at least it didn't used to be against factory farms. That's like a liberal hippy dippy kind of stance, but that's our stance. And that's like, factory farms are the necessary component for climate change. Like, how do they not understand that what the climate change engineers are doing is shutting down family farms by the thousands and consolidating them into giant dystopian factory farm cloning centers, where they're either cloning cancer cells to create fake meat or artificially inseminating cows and pigs and keeping them locked in a tiny cage and pumped full of hormones and growth serum and antibiotics. Like, it's horrifying what the globalists have planned for us. And I don't know how Democrats and leftists don't see this. It's right out there in the open and obvious. And so, you know, this is where we can come together and go, let's stand against factory farms, which I would hope we can all agree with. If you've ever even heard of what factory farms are, you should be against it. If you've ever seen, or, you know, images of it or seen, you know, testimony about what it's like inside, it's a nightmare. It is hell on earth. So we should all be against this. And in a way, it's like being against factory farms cuts off the climate change drive, cuts off the climate change agenda, because it requires factory farms. When they shut down the big family farms, want to put everything in a big warehouse. Well, if you can pass laws to shut down factory farming and require, you know, outside time and time not in a cage for animals, you can improve the life of the animals, improve the health of our food, and stop the consolidation of the food supply into this mechanized hell show that it currently exists in, and that climate change is increasing our participation in. Thank you so much for the call, Robert. I'm going to look into that. Sonoma banning factory farms. That's very good to hear. We're going to be joined by Chief Trumpster on the other side. I think I'm going to play a part of Trump's speech here in the first 5 minutes, him recounting the assassination attempt, before we welcome our guest. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. I've been talking about InfoWars MD quite a bit, but all of our supplements are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com as part of the Save InfoWars Super Sale. Just incredible stuff. Stock up now. If you've never bought anything before, go buy something now. Now is the time. It may be the last time if we don't succeed, but if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, then we'll be around for a long time to come to continue to fight the New World Order and crush the globalists beneath our heels. Stay with us. Chief Trumpster coming up next.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.